look, this story out of Nana Glen, when you talk about thriving businesses that are trying to make a go of it, this is definitely one of them. I mean, award-winning, talking about Two Tails Winery. The owner is on the phone with us at the moment, Madonna Benneman. Maddie, good morning.
Morning, Moffy. How are you?
Yeah, good. Look, the reason we're chatting, you've had a few hurdles, hey?
Quite a few, Moffy, to be honest. And, you know, Baz and I are at that stage where we're getting really frustrated and basically had enough, and we just don't know whether we continue to do this. We've spent thousands and thousands of dollars in trying to work with council to get approvals for events and things like that. And when we do talk about events, when we talk about weddings and functions and long lunches and stuff, we're not talking every weekend. Some of these events we only want to run once a year. So it's really heartbreaking, to be honest, that we can't seem to get any traction with getting these approved. You probably saw in the media over the weekend that the articles that have been written, some of it's not true. We certainly haven't broken any liquor licensing laws. And, you know, noise evasion notices is definitely not correct. We've had one, and that was actually for a private party, nothing to do with Two Tail Wines.
Well, the reality is, Maddie, I mean, as far as liquor goes, I mean, if there were issues there, you wouldn't be opening your doors.
Correct. Correct.
Tell us about some of the issues. You're trying to get a DA to be able to have, you know, events like weddings and receptions. Is it right that you can't even, you're not meant to even have, what, an event now?
We're pretty much getting to that, close to that point, I think, Moffy. You know, and when we're talking weddings, we're talking about a ceremony under a tree and then the reception up in the restaurant, which is just like, you know, every other business in Coffs Harbour. You know, if a bride decides that they want to eat at a certain restaurant, then away they go. We're lucky enough that we've got vines. But it's really disappointing that I need a DA to be able to put people on my grassed area. And I'm talking every section of my grassed area.
See, this is the bit sorry to interrupt you, that confuses me, is because wasn't there a thing a while ago with the council, and I'll check up with the council on this, but for red tape to, you know, allow people to dine al fresco on the footpaths and do all these things and make it a lot easier. This seems like it's making it a lot harder for you.
Well, it is, and this is where I'm confused, because there are businesses in Coffs, Sawtelle, Woolgoolga, within the whole of the Coffs Coast, that can actually have tables outside. We can't. I want to put lounges and stuff on the grass so people have alternative dining options, and I need a DA to do that. And I'm totally confused, because I'm not actually constructing anything. We're talking about throwing some bean bags out and some blankets and sitting there having your lunch and a glass of wine.
I mean, we've had functions out there before, like, 12 months ago for the World Rally Championships, the launch of the rally was held at Two Tails Winery. So why all of a sudden are we going, oh, no, can't do that?
We've had complaints of noise, as I said, and most of these are unfounded. We haven't been charged. We've received a number of letters from council, which we've now replied to. So, you know, it's really confusing. And I only received something from Andrew Fraser the other day to say that the New South Wales government has actually released a food and tourism strategy and action plan from 2018 to 2022. So we'd love to be a part of that, but, you know, the big question is if we're still going to be able to afford to keep paying consultant fees and DAs and stuff to continue to operate, because, as you know, it's a small business. We don't have an endless pit of cash.
It's a shame that the Coffs Harbour City Council has never, you know, held any functions or anything at your venue there to see how good it is and what people would be missing out on.
Well, we have so many people from the Coffs Coast coming out here. We probably have had some Coffs Harbour City Council people here. I know Denise Knight, the mayor, has been here on a number of occasions. But as I said, Moffy, we're not asking for an every weekend we have blaring music or things like that. As you know, the music in the vineyard was a massive hit, and still to this day, over 18 months later, almost 2 years now, we're still getting asked when the next one is. And the sad answer is it's not going to happen.
Yeah. So where do we go to from here?
Look, I'm not going to go down without a fight, or you could say. I'm definitely going to keep pushing to see whether we can get this happening. But as I said, it comes at a cost. It's extremely stressful. It has taken its toll. And stress levels are through the roof, which isn't good. But, you know, I've got 20 staff to look after. I've got sporting clubs that we sponsor. So, you know, I'll fight as long as I can, but there has to be a point where I have to pull the pin.
Must be tough, is it, on just general on everyday life, Maddie?
Yeah, it is at the moment. You know, I've got my own health issues and stuff that I'm dealing with at the moment. So, you know, it's for someone pretty tough like me, it has taken its toll, and I've gotten to the point at times where I think it's all just too hard. Yeah.
Well, look, we'll stay in touch with you and we'll see what we can do. And I know the majority of the Coffs Coast is right behind you guys.
Yep. Thanks, Moffy. Thanks for your call.
Maddie Benneman. And Two Tars Winery, we'll keep following that one. It's the Coffs Coast 106.3 Triple M.